I'm Kevin Choi, and this is my interviewee, Reid Rapid Melton. Can you please introduce yourself?
Yeah, it's a little bit closer to Reid, but yeah, I go by Rapid. It's my online username that I use primarily for my job, which is shoutcasting or providing commentary for different esports titles around the world.
So can you give us a little overview on what esports is?
All right, esports stands for electronic sports, or at least that's, you know, kind of what the term means. And it's essentially like traditional sports where you have teams and players and, you know, big stadiums and tons of people watching. But instead of, you know, using physical character traits and attributes, it's more mental and cerebral characteristics like, you know, reflex time. And this is all done playing video games instead of more traditional sports. But it still has the same infrastructure, the same players and teams and millions of fans around the world.
Okay, so what kind of games do you shoutcast then?
Right now I'm primarily focusing on League of Legends and Hearthstone, but I'm also branching out to a lot of other esports titles out there. It's just really whatever I'm passionate about at the time.
I see. How did you end up in this line of work?
Well, I went to a lot of school for a lot of things that I am not using at all right now, and decided that instead of doing something that I knew how to do, I wanted to do something that I loved doing. So I had started doing commentary just as a hobby initially, and then kept working at it, and then a couple of people noticed what I was doing, and then I applied for some places and got accepted for my first few jobs, and then I met a few players there who played on teams, and I cast their teams and other tournaments, and now I'm here.
So nothing you did in college really relates to what you're doing now?
I took a couple of public speaking classes that were very, very helpful, but outside of that, no. I was totally different from my degree.
Oh, I see. So, how has your career evolved? Like, did you expect it to evolve like it did, or...
Oh, absolutely not. When you have too many expectations, I'd rather have goals than expectations. Like, if you expect something to happen and it doesn't, then obviously that's a huge letdown. When you have goals, it gives you something to work for a lot harder. So I certainly didn't expect it, but it's grown a lot. I just set goals for myself, like, okay, this year I'm going to get to travel. This year I'm going to get, you know, to cover this huge event or whatever. And it's just been great to see those become a reality, whether it's, you know, traveling internationally to countries like Japan or Singapore, or whether it's just traveling domestically to really cool events to get to meet some of the players. It's just been really incredible to see how big everything's getting.
Wait, so when did you start shoutcasting exactly?
Started shoutcasting about 5 years ago in 2010.
So what was the game? What was the first game you shoutcasted?
First game that I shoutcasted was the Shinhan Bank Pro League for StarCraft Brood War.
Oh, nice. I used to play that game a little bit.
That's pretty fun.
Yeah. So what's like the most challenging part of your job?
The hours. You have to, at least, I don't know about other shoutcasters, but in order to do enough research and look up all the teams, the stats, put all that stuff together, it takes me about 100 hours a week. And the work hours are also very non-standard, because I focus a lot on international competition. So I will cast tournaments in Japan, China, North America, Europe, and obviously all of those are on very different time zones. So you have to be very, very flexible and willing to live on not a lot of sleep, but it's definitely worth it if that's your passion.
I see. So what kind of commentating do you do? Do you give analysis or do you do the play-by-play?
I'm equally fluent in both, but I think I focus most on play-by-play, which is, you know, commentating while the action's happening.
I see. So what is one piece of advice for someone entering your field?
Look for other opportunities, and if you can't find them, try it out, because it's definitely not for everyone. It requires a lot of time and commitment, and it can be incredibly discouraging. But as long as you have the right support staff behind you and, you know, people to encourage you, and your passion is, you know, strong enough, then you can do whatever you want. And if it's shoutcasting, then I just encourage you to just never do any less than the most you can do. Just always do your best and always be striving and looking for new opportunities. Get a book on professionalism and read it like 20 times a day, because that's probably the most important thing in this industry.
I see. So if you didn't really, if you weren't a shoutcaster for a living, what field do you think you would have went into?
Probably something in math or economics.
I see. Like, do you have anything in particular?
Some sort of statistics. This is what I was working on previously before I started shoutcasting as my sort of day job. But then casting picked up enough to where I could do it full time.
Thank you. Well, I guess this is like the I'm about to wrap the interview. Thank you for interviewing, being my interviewee today.
Not at all. Good luck. And if there are any bonus points out there, I hope this is good enough to get them.
Okay, thanks.
Thanks, Kevin.